From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello.
For 6 years, Moab City has made various attempts to build workforce housing at the Walnut Lane Trailer Park without displacing current residents. And for 6 years, these efforts have fallen short for a variety of reasons. And this week, the story of Moab City and the Walnut Lane Trailer Park reached a new low.
I mean, it's a sad thing. It's an unfortunate evolution of events.
David Everett is the interim city manager. He and other city staffers are informing Walnut Lane residents that their rental agreements will be terminated, quote, very soon. This news affects roughly 85 residents living in over two dozen trailers, many of them low-income and Spanish-speaking, who now need to find other places to live. City Manager Everett describes it as a painful situation. He was city manager in 2018 when the city purchased the Walnut Lane property with big plans to transition the trailer park into contemporary housing for low-income residents. 6 years on, he's now knocking on doors, telling tenants that in a few months, they will no longer be able to live at the property.
We'll be trying to give everyone more time than is required by the lease agreements, so that, you know, we can help with this transition to the degree we can. We know it's going to be very painful. The city knows that, and we're going to do everything we can to reduce that level of pain.
So what happened? In March, the city says they received a notice from their insurance company letting them know that they would no longer insure the Walnut Lane Trailer Park after June 30th. The city made the decision to not carry the liability without insurance. Everett says their insurance company did not go into specifics as to why they could no longer insure Walnut Lane as a trailer park, but they did say
that the understanding had always been from day one that the city was going to move forward with disposing of the property or somehow partnering with a developer or someone to develop affordable housing on site. And so I think our insurance carrier always assumed it was a short-term coverage situation. And when that ended up not being the case, they finally said, hey, we're no longer comfortable with this risk because it seems to not be a short-term situation, and we don't see an end date to the city's, you know, ownership and management of this facility.
Okay, so the city decided basically it can't carry the liability without insurance. So what kind of liability would the city potentially incur by owning a trailer park without insurance?
Yeah, it would be a very significant degree of risk that the city would be taking on. You know, it's all of those trailers are very old. Ones that the city owns, because the city owns a portion of them, and then another portion of them are owned by the individuals who live in them and then are renting the essentially the plot of land from the city. So the ones that the city owns, we've certainly spent a lot of time and money to try to repair those as we've learned about the need for repairs. But that said, we don't do the same for the privately owned ones because they're privately owned. And they're just really old. Most of them are not up to code. There have been significant criminal activities that have happened down there that pose a major risk to anyone who has ownership responsibilities down there. So between basic life safety concerns around, heating and cooling infrastructure and electricity, and the potential liability associated with criminal activity that we've seen over the years, it's clear that it's not the kind of risk that the city should take on without any kind of insurance coverage.
Okay, so as I understand it, the city is ending its lease agreements at Walnut Lane and brought a letter to residents this week in person that says exactly that. And the city has plans to meet with residents on April 26th. To give them more details on timelines and resources. And it sounds like once the city sends out a, quote, formal letter, residents will have about 45 to 60 days to leave. But first, can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening right now, this week, the first step in notifying residents?
Yeah, so we went down and personally knocked on all of the doors and made contact with the vast majority of the tenants at Walnut Lane and left them with the letter in English and Spanish that explained exactly what you just said, that the month-to-month tenancy was to end and that the city will hold a meeting with the residents of Walnut Lane. And yeah, so we're going to hold that meeting to then provide more information about the process and the options for assistance that we'll be putting together. And we don't have a lot of details about that yet because we're still working on it, but, you know, we do plan on offering some financial assistance for those who are willing to work with us to move out quickly and also connect residents with resources with our local service providers as needed.
So, David, you were the city manager when this property was purchased in 2018 with the intention of creating affordable housing at Walnut Lane and not displacing residents in the process. It's been a long 6 years, and here you are letting folks know that they can no longer live there. So I'm curious what you make of this situation. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a long and strange 6 years. The city had a developer actually who had signed a contract and backed out. You know, we were in negotiations with another developer and that fell through. So I feel like it's been an unfortunate convergence of circumstances that have led us to this point. Affordable housing development and the creation of additional affordable housing in the city of Moab is very much a priority for the city and for the city council. It's just unfortunate that this opportunity has not really come to fruition the way I think the policymakers thought it would back in 2018. I think the economics overtook the reality over those last 6 years. You know, you look at the cost to build, you look at the demand for construction services, you look at the demand for affordable housing, like all of these economic factors really ran roughshod over, I think, the best intentions for how to manage and develop Walnut Lane into an affordable housing development.
So the city still owns the property at Walnut Lane. And you might not know this now, but from where you're sitting, what is the appetite for building workforce housing on that site?
Yeah, I don't know what the future for that site holds at this point. And it's unfortunate that we have this very hard deadline that we have to adhere to on the insurance front. You know, I think it's fair to say that the city doesn't have a set plan yet for this property. And there's very much an appetite for somehow leveraging the property to support affordable housing in the city. And whether that is actually on site at Walnut Lane or if that's in other places within the city, I think is yet to be determined.
So you mentioned that there will be a financial package or an assistance package offered to residents. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I know the city doesn't know all of the details yet, but how do they plan to help Walnut Lane residents in this transition?
Right. Well, we've already been in touch with a number of our local service providers who focus on affordable housing issues, including the Housing Authority, the Multicultural Center, and we'll be working closely with them at the staff level to identify options for people who decide they do want to take advantage of those resources. And so a lot of this is just going to be on a very much a case-by-case basis with individuals and with families to figure out where they can go in the city, presuming they want to stay in Moab. So it's going to be a bit case-by-case in that context. In terms of the financial piece, like I said, yeah, we're still working out what that looks like. But particularly for those who own their own trailers, you know, we don't expect people to want to deal with having to move or remove those trailers off site. And so we'll be figuring out a way to take care of that for them and, you know, compensate them for their asset. We're just really focused on making sure we understand who's down there and that we're communicating with people effectively. And we just have a good understanding of what the lay of the land is and figure out what we can do to help people with the transition.
David Everett, Interim City Manager. The decision to purchase the Walnut Lane Trailer Park was celebrated in 2018. Applause rang out in the City Council chambers when elected officials approved a purchase loan, knowing that a centrally located piece of downtown real estate currently housing low-income residents was for sale, they didn't want community members displaced for yet another hotel. So they intervened. But the city never wanted to be the landlord of a trailer park. They wanted to develop long-term affordable housing there without displacing anyone in the process. Caitlin Myers was senior projects manager for Moab City from 2019 to 2021, and she describes how back then, as is the case now, these plans have faced challenge after challenge. Myers is now on the city council. She says her experiences trying to get workforce housing at Walnut Lane off the ground was a big motivator for her running for office. As a staffer, she says she experienced a lack of leadership and direction on the project.
I would honestly say that the city council from then until, you know, still even now, there's never been a clear vision for what that project should look like. Especially when I was on staff, I had a lot of really hard discussions with council trying to get them to pick a direction, and I never got clear direction. I feel like I really struggled to get clear direction from staff, like city leadership when I was there, because there were so many other things going on at the same time, which I totally understand, but I feel like this project has struggled for so long because there hasn't been a focus on it. There hasn't been clear leadership on it.
At the time, Myers was the second staffer who had been tasked with moving a workforce housing project at Walnut Lane forward. Soon, a master plan was created and construction bids went out. And then the pandemic happened. The company that had won a promising bid in 2020 said months later they could no longer build because of rapidly rising construction costs. And the city's latest attempt to redevelop Walnut Lane stalled out this fall when they ended negotiations over a public-private development partnership.
City Council last year tried to go through a process to select a developer, and I think that kind of fell apart for similar reasons, like trying to decide the scope of what this project should look like and how protecting the existing residents fit into that vision. I totally admire the council in 2018 for purchasing this property because we've obviously seen a lot of trailer parks purchased and tenants evicted over the last few years. And so I think it was a valiant effort. And I think it was also honestly pretty short-sighted. I think because they didn't know what they wanted to do next. And because frankly, former city council members purchased a property that they like didn't step foot on until years later. They just were never able to come together to create a clear vision and to be able to like give that direction to staff to implement it.
You know, after all of this effort and your experiences on staff and now city council, how are you doing?
I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken and I'm like, you know, upset and angry. And, you know, I just feel like this was not ever what I wanted to see, and I think not ever what the city wanted to do and how to handle this. So I think people are in pretty low spirits today. Yeah, it's a hard day.
I know the city is in the thick of things right now, literally, you know, just trying to communicate effectively and compassionately with Walnut Lane residents. And then the second part of that will be connecting residents with assistance packages and community resources. But I'm curious, from your vantage point on the city council, where can concerned community members be helpful at this moment?
Yeah, so the city is going to put together financial packages. Moving to a new place in Moab is so expensive, and so the city is definitely going to be supporting tenants through that process. I would also say Kaya Marienfeld has started a GoFundMe to help with other moving costs and, you know, helping people get back on their feet. You know, frankly, going from tenants paying $400 a month in rent at Walnut Lane to trying to get into a market rate rental here is like an overwhelming transition. And so I would definitely encourage people to donate to the GoFundMe. I would say to reach out to the city if people have housing options, even if they're just temporary, a few months, to help people transition, you know. 2 months in the middle of the year is a really quick turnaround, and I'm just so overwhelmingly devastated about that. So I think any connections that people have to rentals that are affordable for those families would be really helpful. I think also just to stay engaged with the city. You know, I'm communicated this to staff and to council previously. I'm vowing that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, residents of Walnut Lane will have first right on any new units that are still developed on that site. And that's something that I will fight for throughout the duration of the project. I think that the reason why the city bought this project is to protect the people that were living out there. And I think that if we don't maintain a promise, even with this set of circumstances, then this project is ultimately a failure. And so that's something that I will fight for until the redevelopment is built out. The city bought that land to protect those tenants, and I will continue to protect them as much as I can.
I appreciate you mentioning that. I do want to know a little bit more about what your thoughts are for making sure the city continues its promise to build or invest in affordable housing on that site.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said it, I'll say it again. I think that the city can't walk away from this project. I think that we owe it to the people that live there, and we owe it to the community to see this through. It's a perfect place for people who live and work in Moab to be able to live. You know, the city is in partnership with the other entities, but we're in discussions about revamping the MAP project over by the hospital and the healthcare special service district. And, you know, Walnut Lane is adjacent to that. And I'd love to advocate for that to be considered as we're considering the MAP master plan. This is definitely a focus for me. This, you know, being on staff working on this project and experiencing the things I did while on staff is honestly a big reason why I ran for council. And so I will be standing by this project as long as I'm involved with the city.
I asked Myers if she had any final thoughts at this moment. She decided to think about it and had this to say this morning.
I'm so sorry to the residents, and I'm so empathetic for everything that's going on. I know that I'm in a position where I've been working with the residents for a really long time, and so my heart is just breaking for the whole situation. And I want them and the community to know that I'm still doing everything I can to advocate for a safe place to live, both now and in this transition period, and I'm going to do everything within my power on City Council to get this project moving. It's needed leadership for a really long time, and it's why I ran for council. It's why I'm here, and so I'm committed to keeping this project moving forward as fast as possible. And I also just want to say thank you so much to the city staff who have put in timeless hours and energy into it, going above and beyond their job descriptions. I know it's been a really hard journey, and the news is really disappointing and really frustrating, and I want city staff to know that everything that they've done to make Walnut Lane a better place to live did not go unnoticed and was worthwhile and really important.
Myers says she understands why the community is upset, that they should be upset. She encouraged folks to stay engaged in the process at Walnut Lane and to donate for displaced residents. KZMU News will have a link to a GoFundMe page in our show notes. The organizers of that fundraiser will seek assistance from the Moab Valley Multicultural Center on how best to distribute funds. The Multicultural Center will be engaging their housing and homelessness services, which include case management, a food pantry, translation services, advocacy, and more. In a statement, they said they are committed to achieving, quote, compassionate solutions that uphold the dignity of our community members. Find more information in the show notes. And that's your KZMU News, grassroots community-powered journalism, weekdays on the airwaves at noon and 6 p.m. You can also find KZMU News anytime online at kzmu.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.